Greetings, friends and enemies. It is the Great One on the Road, listening to some bootleg Led Zeppelin here, which I'm going to pause now because I don't know if you can hear that or not. I found this YouTube channel that has a bunch of, I just burped in the microphone. Not that you didn't know that because you just heard me do it, but sorry about that, guys. Apparently, it's my first fucking day podcasting. I found this YouTube channel where this guy remasters and posts Led Zeppelin bootlegs. And I've only listened, this is the first one I downloaded and have been listening to it. And it's pretty fucking good, man. I need to put the link to this channel on my fucking website. I need to go through my linkage and clean that up too. I know I got some broken shit. Oh, I found out I was following my own links. Apparently, Judgy Bitch, her website is gone. And now if you go to judgybitch.com, it redirects to some fucking femistatist website. Anyway, cruising down the road. I am out of town for this weekend. Gig turned out to be bigger than we expected, blah, blah, blah. So I'm heading to a hotel room right now. I got my shit all packed. I'll talk to you cats for a minute about a couple of things. So first of all, Weyland-Yutani story. Oh man, I got big news too. We're not talking about, I gotta gear up for this one. I got big news. This is gonna be a epic fucking SmackDown podcast. Brace yourselves. And I'll probably never getting, I have to get around to doing this one though. I know I've promised so many podcasts that I haven't followed through on. Epic news, man. Earth shattering. Hey guys, this may come as a shock to you. So in fact, if you have delicate sensibilities, you might want to sit down. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road, because I'm going to tell you something that may alter your worldview. This may be something that you did not know. This may be the ultimate black pill. Guys, are you ready? Have you pulled over? Are you sitting down? Gentlemen. Yes, all women are like that. All of them. There are no unicorns. They are all like that. Further updates to come. Okay, Weyland-Yutani story. Changing topics here. We're loading in a gig last night, and we get there and we unload everything off the truck. This is for, yes, here you go, Cappy. Here's another truck story for you, because Cappy loves the story where I told him to take everything off the truck. They didn't take everything off the truck and they put the shit on the truck. Then they had to take the shit off the truck to get the shit off the truck that I told them to take off the truck before they put the shit on the truck. Here's another truck story. So we get there and we're bringing in the truss, and we get to the truss. I'm like, okay, I need you guys to build me 8 12-foot high truss towers. And Mo says, oh, well, we only have 7 12-foot truss. I'm like, how do we only have 7 12-foot truss? He says, well, we only own 7 12-foot truss. I looked all over the place. There's only 7. I'm like, no, we own 9. Well, no, we only have 7. So we go back, and then Dallas gets involved, and Dallas is like, what the fuck? So somehow or another, our crew has managed to lose. We've lost. We don't know where they are. We have lost not one, but 2 pieces of aluminum that are 1 foot by 1 foot by 12 fucking feet long. We've lost them. We don't know where they are. I got people telling me that we've never even owned them. I'm the one who fucking ordered them and purchased them and paid for them. I bought 9 of them. I know how many we fucking have. We've used all 9 of them at once. We own 9 of them. You fuckwits, you fucking Zoomers, have managed to lose 2, not 1, but 2 pieces of 1 foot by 1 foot by 12 foot aluminum. I don't know. Maybe it's in the back seat of the pickup. Maybe it fell behind the fucking seat cushions. I don't know. Maybe it's in a corner somewhere. I mean, you could easily overlook a 12 fucking foot long piece of fucking aluminum, couldn't you? God damn it. Fucking, and then, so they're loading the truck. They have a load list. The load list specifies what they're supposed to put on the truck. The load list says put onto the truck 8. That's 7 plus 1. That's 5 plus 3. That's 4 times 2. That's 10 minus 2. 8. Piece. It's math. It's not a fucking opinion. It's math. 8 pieces of 12 foot long. It's math. It's not a fucking opinion. 12 foot. 8 pieces of 12 foot truss. Put them on the fucking truck. They only put 7 pieces on the fucking truck. Not one fucking cocksucker thinks to come and tell me, hey, great one, we only have 7 pieces of 12 foot truss on the truck. We don't need to mention that. I mean, we're only going to drive an hour to do this fucking gig. We got to load it. You don't need to mention that. It's fine. We'll fucking just make something up. I'll just pull a 12 foot piece of truss out of my ass. You don't need to tell me that you didn't fucking load the truck the way I fucking told you to load the truck with what I told you to load the fucking truck with. Fucking Zoomers. But hey, they're fucking, they got Google. They're gonna change the world. And for you fucking conservatives out there, this is your great fucking white hope. Wow, when the Zoomers, they're more conservative. They're gonna vote Republican. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Here, these are your fucking Republican voters, guys. These are your fucking Republican voters. Really? People who fucking managed to lose 2 12-foot long pieces of aluminum. I don't know where it is. We've never had, we only have 7. Really? Well, last month we had 9 of them because we fucking used them. My God. Fucking Zoomers. It's not just the Zoomers, it's people. It's people, period. This is why 85% of people need to die. This is why we can't have Ancapidice, because people, just like Larry, Moe, and Curly, cannot function in Ancapidice. You put these people in Ancapidice, they will fucking die. Natural selection, that's the way it should be, and that's why we'll never have Ancapidice, because democracy. These people control the fucking democracy. They control the government. The government is here to keep people like this alive. Okay, while we're ranting, let's change gears again. Because I did, well, it's the podcast you guys are hearing today. Today is Friday. It's the day that my short episode of Stating the Obvious comes out. By the way, man, I did the bit that I did, and then I went off on something else, and God, I just crashed. Like, my energy level just plummeted. And so I just stopped the recording and I cut out the shitty bit because I didn't want to subject you guys to shitty podcasting. And some of you are saying, great one, how would that be different from normal? Yeah, go fuck yourselves. And yes, I know, all my podcasts are shitty. Remember, guys, this isn't for you, it's for me. This is my therapy. I'm therapizing right now. Therapizing, is that a word? It is now. I am therapizing. I kind of like that word, therapizing. So I talked about the Fight White Genocide podcast and how boring these people are. Notice how I'm not boring. See, this is not boring. This is a fucking personality. You can think I'm wrong. You can sit there and go, well, great one. You know, I know I've lost some 12-foot long pieces of aluminum before. It's really difficult to keep up with those. You know, I lose my car keys. Sometimes I lose my chapstick. And yeah, sometimes I lose 12-foot long pieces of aluminum. You really shouldn't be down on the Zoomer so much about not being able to keep up with a 12-foot long piece of aluminum. You're kind of an asshole, great one. You really need to relax. All right, sure. But hey, at least I got some fucking personnel, right? You're entertained. Am I not entertaining right now? The great one is entertaining. You want to fucking disagree with me? It doesn't matter what you think. Go fuck yourself. I am entertaining. And sort of foaming at the mouth, spitting all over the place. Wait. See, I'm entertaining. I'm funny. These people, not funny. It's like listening to four women do a podcast. None of them are saying anything intelligent, and none of them are funny. It's the worst of every fucking world. Anyhow, I talked about, that's really not what I'm ranting about. The part I want to rant about some more, though, because I thought about this, because I talked about how everybody out there, and I... All right, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But everybody out there who is on the pro-white side, they all have this fucking virtue signaling faggot thing they have to do where they come out and they very explicitly say they're not advocating violence, right? And this is how you know they're cucked. Because you can sit here and claim to be as pro-white as you want to be, but as soon as you start telling me how you don't advocate violence, I know you're a cuck. Okay? Now, are you saying, great one, are you advocating violence? No, guys, let me explain this to you. Let me attempt to explain this to you in a way that makes better sense. Because that's what you're saying. Great one, do you advocate violence? I'm going to answer that question for you. I answered it somewhat in that podcast, right, when I said these are the options and the democracy option is not a viable option anymore and the going someplace else option is not a viable option anymore. Violence is the only one left. But I want to go a little more into depth into this so you understand where I'm coming from. And so that if you have this conversation with other people, you can prove that you're right and they're wrong. Assuming, of course, that you agree with me, which you do because you're intelligent. So how could you disagree with me? Because I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I've never been wrong. And you, as a listener of this podcast, you are one of the smartest people alive. Thus, you do agree with me because that's just how you are. You're smart. And we all know that smart people are people that agree with us and stupid people are people that disagree with us. And see, not only can I be honest about that because I have self-awareness, which tells you I'm not a woman or a leftist, but I can also be funny about it in the process because I have a sense of humor and I'm funny because I'm not a woman and I'm not a leftist. If I came to you, not came on you, that's different, unless you're a hot chick. God, I saw it. Anyway, never mind. I'm not going to talk about hot chicks right now because I'm running out of time. I'm getting near my destination. If I came to you and I said, if you get thrown into the ocean, you are going to get wet. Would you then say, well, great one. Are you advocating getting wet? No, because I am not advocating getting wet. When I say unto you, if your body is thrown into the ocean, whether it falls in the ocean or someone throws you in the ocean, or you deliberately by your own will and volition decide to jump into the ocean, if your body is submerged into the ocean, your body will get wet. Okay, I am not advocating a fucking thing. I am describing reality to you. That is a description of empirical, verifiable, objective reality. If your body goes into the ocean, your body will be wet. Nobody is advocating a fucking thing. It's the same thing with this horseshit with all these faggoty ass cuck fucking pro-white faggots out there on the internet. Well, we don't advocate violence. Okay, look, guys, once again, democracy, solving the problem with democracy, not an option anymore. Solving the problem by going someplace else, not an option anymore. The only viable option left is that at some point, there will be violence. I am not advocating for the violence. I am describing to you what is going to happen when you have forced diversity in a geographical region where there is no opportunity for the people not interested in the forced diversity to remove themselves from the forced diversity. That explanation actually came out better than I was expecting. Okay. I am not advocating a fucking thing. I am telling you objectively, empirically, what is going to happen at some point, because there is no other option. Now, I'm not saying who the violence is going to be aimed at, and I don't know who's going to win. Is it the whites going to kill everyone else, or is it the whites going to be killed by everyone else? At this point, I'm inclined to say the white people are going to get killed by everyone else. Just because most white people are cucks, and the ones that aren't cucks are going to be completely outnumbered. Now, what I am advocating is that the violence should happen sooner rather than later. Because the sooner we solve the problem, the sooner we can fucking move on, instead of dragging it out forever. Right? Because the longer we have the problem building, the bigger the problem gets, and the worse the hatred is going to be. I mean, if we have a race war right now, it's going to be better than if we have a race war 10 years from now, when there's 10 years more of hatred to deal with, when there's 10 years more of hatred to overcome in order to make a peace. You know, of course, the other option, and this is sort of, I mean, this is really a combination of the political and the moving, is, of course, secession, right? Also, not an option. A couple of states just leave the fucking United States and say, hey, we're going to be a place for white people, or we're going to be a place for non-white people. Once again, you hate, no, I'm perfectly okay with black and brown and yellow people having their own places. I fully support that. Oh, see, now I'm racist because I think they should be able to have their own places. So, and this goes back to why I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody I'm not a racist. I don't have time for this fucking gay-ass faggot shit. And this is what the fucking cuck fucking fight white genocide. We're not racist. Shut up. Shut up with the fucking we're not racist. Stop saying, although the people at fightwhitegenocide.com, they do in fact understand that you don't try to argue with being called a racist. They did talk about that. They're right about that. But a lot of other cucks out there who are white are so desperate. I'm not a racist. Just fucking grow up and get over it. So anyhow, there you go. That's my take on the violence. When I say the violence is coming, I'm not saying the violence is coming because I'm advocating for the violence. I'm saying the violence is coming because I can observe reality. I do advocate, again, for the violence to come sooner rather than later, because the sooner we get it out of our system, the sooner we get past this problem, the sooner everybody can make progress again. Because everything, as I bitched about, everything is stagnant. Where's my fucking hoverboard? Where's my fucking flying car? Where's my fucking moon base? What are we doing with all of our money? Oh yeah, we're giving it to people who shouldn't be having children, and they're making more children, and gee, society is getting worse.